making a difference in our community. This is Kimberly Payne. Kimberly, thanks for being a woman of influence.
So we'll start easy. How did you kind of first get involved with the hospital foundation?
Well, I had retired, actually, from my previous position at the Stratford Chef School, and I had taken a year and a half. And we discovered that my volunteer activities were costing a lot more than we anticipated, you know, meetings and driving and donations. And so I started looking for work. And the Southern Hospital Foundation was looking for an executive director. And I'm originally from that community, Grand Bend, Exeter area. I raised my family there. So it felt like a really good fit to kind of come home and give back to the community.
And, you know, we have so many events and so many great things happening at the foundation and at the little hospital that does. So what accomplishment or accomplishments are you the most proud of?
Oh, boy. Well, I think probably Jessica's house. You know, it's something that really took us outside of our comfort zone, but we knew it was something that the community would utilize and would deeply appreciate, and that has borne itself out. It's very successful. It's doing exceptionally well. Certainly that was a crowning glory when we were able to raise the money and build the house, and it's been a very exciting time. And on a smaller scale, I think, taking the gala from 300 people to 800 people is a pretty big accomplishment, and having people really enjoy themselves. And pulling off a virtual gala this year was no small feat either. So there's lots of things to celebrate, Rob.
And, you know, every profession, you'll see some challenges. What do you think some of your biggest challenges have been for you with the foundation?
I think not so much challenges in a negative way, but challenges in a positive way to reshape the foundation and make it something that is really visible in the community. So people remember that the hospital really does need solid funding all the time. And it just doesn't happen because the government doesn't provide funding for equipment over $1,000. So it really falls to the foundation to do that. So I think the biggest challenge that way is that making sure that we are providing funding for the right opportunities at the hospital. And the hospital has been really terrific at giving us projects to work on. And, you know, this year was pretty exciting because, again, we're stepping a little bit outside of our comfort zone by funding nursing and making sure that we recruit, retain, and have the train the best emergency room department nurses that we can possibly have to make sure that our emergency department remains open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. So those are pretty significant challenges for a small 19-bed hospital, and we've been pretty successful. And that's due to the community. My job is just to, you know, raise awareness and facilitate the gifts and make sure that they feel appreciated.
Excellent. And I guess lastly, you know, what advice would you give for you know, young women thinking of starting out in the not-for-profit industry?
You know, it's a tough industry because, I mean, there's the not-for-profit side where you are actually doing the hands-on intervention work and, you know, working with clients face-to-face. And I did that as part of my career and realized that I wanted to fix everybody. And that's not my job. My job is to help people understand the ways they can resolve their own situations. And so I think my advice to anybody entering the nonprofit sector is really examine your reasons for going into the nonprofit sector. You know, I had a difficult life, and I thought that by going to King's College and getting a degree in social work would help me understand and help. I thought, sure, I can help people. Like, I'm going to have a degree, and I'm going to be trained, and I'm going to help people. And, you know, my professor met with me and said, you know, you just want to fix people, and that's not how it works. And even though I was, you know, pretty close to the top of the class and doing exceptionally well, she said, this is not the field for you because you're too close to it. And so I had to really examine what my role would be in the not-for-profit sector. So I went to United Way because I figured if I couldn't actually do the work, and I believed her because I'm a mother of five and I'm always telling them how to fix their lives. But I went to United Way because I thought, if I can't actually do the work, that I thought I would love, and now I know that I would not have. I could raise money to help the organizations do the necessary work that our communities need. And I believe strongly in asset-based community development. And I don't believe that, you know, we need fundraisers to come in and raise money in our community. We need fund development, and we need a culture where people actually understand that we need money to make sure that things continue to operate in the way that we need them to. And so my advice would be, examine your reasons for going to the not-for-profit sector and make sure that you're going into the right area, you know, of the young woman who is, you know, changing careers right now and moving into the not-for-profit sector. And she has really good reasons for doing that, and I applaud her decision. It's not a very high-paid position in the early years. It takes a long time to build a resume, and if you get trapped in, you know, just doing counseling, you're going to be trapped in one spot. You're not going to be able to move forward. So look at your career path. What is it that you want to achieve? If you just purely want to help people, then social work is a good thing for you to be in. If you want to help people but actually make change on a community level, then you need to look differently at what it is that you want to do. And maybe it's not actually hands-on or interfacing directly with a client. Maybe it's working with the community on a larger scale. So examine why you want to do it. Make sure that it's something that fits your lifestyle, because it can be pretty demanding. You know, like, it's different for me now because I'm a mature fund developer, community developer, and I've been in the business for a really long time. But in the beginning days, it didn't pay very well, and, you know, you couldn't live off of what it paid. I don't really know what young people are making as they move into social work. So that's why I really encourage them to look at what their career path looks like.
Listen to all of our Women of Influence at xthirdtoday.ca.